With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dionne Anglin.
I'm nervous, excited, everything. Oh.
Cayman's breakthrough junior equestrian, Sierra Martin, is gearing up for the North American Youth Championships in late July, and the emotions are swirling. The 16-year-old is preparing for the biggest stage of her young career after a dominant performance in Ocala punched her ticket to the elite continental event.
It's a little bit surreal because there was a lot of back and forth, as it is with sports. You know, you never know how things are going to turn out on the day, and I feel really honored to be the first person to have this opportunity.
Martin made sporting history this season, becoming the first junior rider from these islands to ever qualify for the NAYC. She says the achievement still feels surreal after the uncertainty and unpredictability that comes with high-level sports. For her, the milestone is both personal and national, a moment that signals how far Cayman's equestrian program has come.
It is amazing. You know, when you see equestrian sport anywhere in kind of any major media outlet, it's always a few dominant countries, the US, the UK, and kind of considering where we are geographically in the world, the access to horses that we have in the Cayman Islands, access to trainers and stuff, it is an absolutely amazing, amazing achievement.
Cayman Islands Equestrian Federation's Vice President Matthew Wells says Sierra's qualification is extraordinary given the island's limited resources compared to global equestrian powerhouses. He says that our riders often train with fewer horses, fewer international level coaches, and far less exposure, making Sierra's breakthrough even more impressive.
To kind of do that in such a compressed amount of time and to get the results that she has had was kind of the most standout thing for me, as well as the board, and I think for people in the community as well.
Wells says what truly sets Sierra apart was her ability to deliver top-tier results on a horse she barely knew, a challenge unique to equestrian sport where the athlete must quickly build trust with a living partner. He says her composure, adaptability, and technical skill were clear to judges and spectators alike. Staying with equestrian, the Cayman Islands will host a major weekend of equestrian action as the FEI Cayman Islands Dressage World Challenge returns for this year. The international competition takes place this Saturday. That's tomorrow at the Cayman Islands Equestrian Center off the Limford Pearson Highway. Then on Sunday, June 7th, riders are back in the arena for National Dressage Show No. 8. Spectators are welcomed on both days and food and drinks will be on sale there. The event is supported by the Cayman Islands Equestrian Federation, FEI Solidarity, and the Cayman Islands Olympic Committee. Cayman's youngest FEI Solidarity rider is already dreaming big. 12-year-old Phoebe Louitin is working to build the skills and scores needed to reach CDI-level dressage. With her sights firmly set on representing Cayman internationally, her long-term goal, Mexico City, in 2027. 8 years in the saddle and 3 years competing in dressage, Ebba Collins says the FEI Solidarity Program has been key to her growth. Ebba will line up for the FEI Dressage World Challenge this weekend, and she's also aiming for a major milestone this summer, hoping to compete in international dressage events in Sweden. 5 years of riding and 3 years in the Solidarity program, Kaylee Corbin is building a strong partnership with her new horse, Tura, who arrived for the 2025-2026 show season. Kaylee is targeting higher scores in the children's test as she works towards the CDIW in Mexico and a spot at the 2027 North American Youth Championships. Starting at age 5, Tilly Tamimagi has grown into a committed young dressage rider alongside her horse, Bandolero. Tilly is progressing through the children's FEI test and preparing to move into the junior ranks with hopes of earning qualifying scores for CDI Mexico in 2027 and 2028. Long term, she's aiming for the North American Youth Championships, a clear sign of her ambition in the sport. Cayman's junior elite canter standout, Lucas Jackson, says this year's Miami Open was unlike anything he's faced before. Nearly 700 athletes from 25 countries packed the tournament floor, creating one of the deepest fields in the event's history.
The level of competition was definitely a step up from previous Miami tournaments, just given the amount of people that were there. In the 16 to 34 division, it was very, very high. There was the champion from Ecuador even came And I actually faced him in my first round there.
Jackson opened his campaign against the Ecuadorian champion, a matchup he calls an eye-opener even in defeat, and that athlete went on to claim silver in the senior division.
That was a very, very, very big moment for me, especially with my performance at the previous Miami tournaments and wanting to come back and wanting to win that medal. It's just very exciting to come back and perform that well at a tournament that big.
But in his own age group, the 16 to 17 elite junior kata, Jackson delivered one of the strongest performances of his career. After past disappointments in Miami, he says finally breaking through for silver felt like validation, proof that his hard work and steady rise on the international stage are paying off.
Going up until the gold match, in my previous matches, I was looking at my bracket, at my who I was going against, and I was thinking, I'm probably going to make it to this final round, and I'm probably going to have to face Gerard.
Yeah.
So the entire division was me hyping myself up for that last round.
His run to the final setup, a familiar showdown with the Dominican Republic star Gerard Duran, the defending junior Pan Am champion. Jackson says he knew from the moment he saw the bracket that the two were on a collision course. He pushed Duran to the limit once again, falling just short, but proving he belongs among the region's best. And the PWC U16 Basketball League crowns its champion this weekend. The Hurricanes and the SLK Blades go head-to-head in the championship matchup tomorrow, with tip-off set for 4:30 p.m. at UCCI. Admission is $5, and fans are being urged to come out and support what organizers are calling the next generation of champions. That's it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.